Welcome to Clocking In, Voices of NC Manufacturing. I'm your host, Phil Mintz, Director of the North Carolina Manufacturing Extension Partnership, otherwise known as NCMEP. My role is to drive outreach to NC manufacturers, build relationships to federal and state leaders, and coordinate efforts to drive profitable manufacturing growth in North Carolina. Throughout my time working closely with manufacturers, I have heard the most quirky, curious, and memorable stories. I wanted to turn these stories into a podcast so that others may hear and be informed and inspired. From humble beginnings to manufacturing titans, from tragedy to triumph, I will be interviewing some of these manufacturers who have made North Carolina manufacturing the powerhouse that it is today. Many know the work of the North Carolina Community College System and its 58 campuses as being one of the recognized groups of systems like that that gives opportunities for students across the state to get an education, whether it's an associate's degree or whether it's just a learning to trade or lots of things. The community college system is really instrumental in providing opportunities for all young and older people across the state to have a chance to have a career. But many do not know some of the work at the state level for the community college system in its economic development program. And so today we're fortunate enough to have John Loyak, who's the Vice President of Economic Development at the North Carolina Community College System, to talk about some of these economic development programs that operate beyond the academic pieces of the individual colleges. Before working with the North Carolina Community College System, John Loyak worked as the online partner director at Apiti Online. From 2014 to 2022, John served as the Vice President of Global Business Services at the Economic Development Partnership of North Carolina. He has also worked as the Director of International Trade at the International Trade Division of the North Carolina Department of Commerce from 2011 to 2014. John has experience in the healthcare industry, where he's worked as the Director of Product Management at Mercury MD Thomson Reuters. John has a strong background in international marketing and business development. He holds an MBA in international management from the Thunderbird School of Global Management and obtained a BA in economics and Spanish from Gettysburg College. Pretty strong career there already, John. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Phil. It's a pleasure to be here. I love having these conversations with you.
Yeah, so as I mentioned in the intro, I mean, people don't realize just how much is done at the community college system beyond just having the classes and getting people degrees and things like that. So in your role, talk about your role a bit as the Vice President of Economic Development and what the community college system does beyond what's going on at the 58 campuses.
Sure. And, you know, it's easy to assume that the North Carolina Community College System is focused on students. We are. And when you think of students, you typically think of the younger generation. But what I can assure you is on every given day, there are thousands of adult learners that go in who are trying to pick up a course to help them upskill for a new job they might be looking for, learn about a new technology that's been introduced to their plant. It might be that their employer has sent them over there to take a safety course or a leadership course at those colleges. And so what's amazing is we serve as many adult learners as we do younger learners who are following that normal path pathway from high school into the next step in their collegiate career. But what's interesting is we are one of the, I think, leaders in community colleges around the nation that are really focused on their engagement with employers. We realize that every business that's either coming into North Carolina or thinking about expanding into North Carolina is doing so because they know not only do we have the workforce here, they have ways to find that workforce, they have ways to train that workforce, and that's the role that the community college plays. So we support those efforts in a number of different ways. I think one of the things that's great about what we do here in terms of incentives in the state is our Department of Commerce, every week they're looking at projects. There is no project that goes out the door without a letter of commitment from the North Carolina Community College System. And what that commitment says is if you bring your business here or if you expand your business here, we're going to support you in a number of different ways. And that's a whole variety of things. And so for Toyota in Randolph County, for example, we've got assessment centers set up in three different locations. And so Alamance Community College, Guilford Tech, and Randolph Community College in Randolph County, where Toyota's based, each one of those has got assessment centers set up to help Toyota find the talent they need. And as that business builds, we want to do the ongoing training as well. And so there's the equipment that they need to do their training at Randolph Community College. And that's one of the things that makes it really hard for a business to think about any other state when you can put all of that on the table. But it doesn't just stop there with the customized training. It's interesting that I think one of the fastest growing sectors in our world is work-based learning. And, you know, the idea, it's something that's really appealing to both the employer and the potential employee is the ability to try something out. And so apprenticeships are something that we manage at the Economic Development Division within the community college system. And apprenticeships are one of the fastest growing areas for us right now. It's something that really has gotten everyone's attention. We see it touching certainly all over the manufacturing space, and traditionally you'd see apprenticeships with trades, but it's breaking out into healthcare, it's breaking out into education. And what's interesting for the manufacturers out there, we're seeing more and more focus on, as you and I have seen, as there's technological advancements taking place every day, more businesses are realizing that, yes, we're a manufacturer, we make things here, but we've got this whole other side of a business you've got to support, whether that's supply chain or something like cybersecurity. And so we're seeing a huge growth in cybersecurity apprenticeships happening at manufacturers around the state. So it's a really exciting time to be in this type of world, and happy to be there to help businesses as they grow.
Yeah, you know, we've worked together for over many years, you know, as a part of the North Carolina Manufacturing Extension Partnership, NCMEP. You know, it's always interesting that when I go into different areas and touch on tons of things and to find out where the community college system is involved. One of the most recent engagements I've had, I interviewed one of the directors of the BioWorks program, and that's you have something to do with that as well, don't you?
We do. So the life sciences industry has been growing in North Carolina for a long time, and I think we finally hit that point where it really is something. Traditionally, I think it was seen as something that was largely here in the Research Triangle, but we are seeing aspects of that industry popping up in every corner of the state. And so as that began to grow, the community college system looked at this as a wonderful opportunity to team up with other institutions like NC State University to provide additional training, industry-specific training that folks might need. And so, yes, we've got the NC BioWork Network. And so a number of our colleges are members of that network, and they provide those courses on campus. And so, you know, here in the Raleigh area, we've got Fujifilm Diosynth, who have come in and announced a $2 billion project here in Holly Springs, and that continues to grow. They're getting their some of their entry level employees are coming to us and getting that early bio work education that they need and learning about how bio manufacturing actually works. They're also coming here to NC State's campus to do some of that work at the BTEC. And so great combination, great 1-2 punch for us to be able to offer folks what they need. But it goes well beyond that as well. Out in the Asheville region, Asheville is, as I will admit, I certainly know that there's a lot of great breweries out there. But Asheville has the food and natural product and beverage industry has been growing for years. And so as a result of that, campuses like AB Tech have begun to expand the courses that they offer out there. And so we've got this huge collection. I think we offer something like 58 different courses out there as a part of this food national project and beverage program out there. And so that's all a part of the life sciences when you're talking about what we're doing. So great complement there. But it's not something that just stops at one campus. We take that and we offer those programs around the state. And so if there's somebody who wants to get into brewing or natural products or anything around food manufacturing in Pitt County, we've got a team who will travel from Asheville out there and provide them with the training that they need.
And I know we know from working with you guys over the years, though, you know, how strong your network is, and you have a group of directors that kind of run your customized training program. But, you know, we're finding out that you're doing a little bit of rebranding these days. Can you talk about kind of how'd you got involved in changing some of the things that you're doing with that?
Well, I think one of the things that gives North Carolina a real advantage is that this is something we've invested in for years. And so Customized training is kind of this eponymous term that we use to describe what we offer, and it's exactly what it says. I mean, any business comes in, we sit down with them, we do an assessment of what their needs are and provide them training according to their custom needs. But we knew as this grew throughout the years, we needed to differentiate ourselves in some ways. And so with the apprenticeship team, for example, our team is Apprenticeship NC. The NC Bio Network, for example, would be another great brand that we came up with. And so we needed something here for the customized training team. And as we talked about it, I think one of the ideas was this is one of those things that really gives North Carolina an edge. Gives us a huge advantage over the other states here in the area. We work in a very competitive industry in terms of economic and workforce development. And so we branded it NC Edge. And so that was a brand that was introduced about a year and a half ago, and we've begun rolling that out. And so as our team is out there now, they're introducing themselves as members of the NC Edge customized training team.
Yeah, it's great. So, you know, we talk a lot, John, you know, about future manufacturing and things like that. And so, you know, before we got started here, we were talking about artificial intelligence, right? That's become a whole new thing. And we were joking about, nobody was talking about this, you know, months ago, not even years ago. So what do you think will be the role of the system, the community college system, as things like this kind of start taking off? You have any thoughts on that?
You know, I think, you know, what our desire is to be that trusted partner for training for any business in the state. And that's just going to continue to evolve. As you've mentioned, as things change, we're going to be that partner who's there in place. I think there's a number of different ways that we kind of fit in perfectly with businesses. What I can tell you is it's a lot more than bringing somebody in and teaching them welding or taking them through some specific skill set that might be needed by a manufacturer. We do those things. We do those every day. But surprisingly, a lot of businesses are coming to us and talking to us about the soft skills that they need. And leadership training is one of those things that they need desperately. And so every one of our colleges is out there providing that, you know, a whole variety. We've got over 50 different leadership courses that we can provide, and we sit down with businesses and make sure they have access to that. Performance improvement, and we do a lot of things. And of course, we know the IES team has their whole list of compatible offerings as well. And so it really feels like here in North Carolina, we've got one of the best suites of offerings as we go out to businesses to say, we know what you need as you're beginning to deal with some of these challenges of the future. We're going to be your partner, and we're going to help you with it. Now, I will say there are some things that come at us fast. And so, you know, ChatGPT was not something we were really talking about, you know, just over a year and a half ago. Today, it's a part of everybody's daily life. Sometimes they don't even know about it. What I can say is from the community college perspective, I think we're the ones who are going to continue to evolve with our partners, with the businesses we served. One area I would give you is what I know is we've got a lot of smaller manufacturers out there. They don't necessarily have the wherewithal to go out and purchase a new piece of machinery to train people on something or to do something that would help them achieve some level of efficiency. Well, the community college can do that. Now, it's not something that's going to benefit just one company, but that's something that can be installed in one of our training centers at one of our community colleges, and businesses from all around the area, every small business can come in and take advantage of that particular tool. And so it's the kind of thing that will continue to evolve, keep up with some of the new things that keep on coming at us pretty fast, but it's something we're determined to do.
I'm speaking with John Loyack, who's the Vice President of Economic Development of the North Carolina Community College System, a system that has 58 campuses. And I remember you telling me when you first got going that you were going to visit all of them. Did you get that done?
I am 7 months on the job, and I think I've got 25 of them down. What's great is we've got a number of gatherings that we do that bring folks in. And so we've got a President's Association meeting over the next couple of days in Durham. So I'll be able to see a lot of those presidents. But yeah, I'm determined to get out and meet all of them. You know, this is a really big state. You know, it's almost as wide as it is long. We've got a lot of places to travel, a lot of places to cover. But I will say I am blessed, even though I'm not out there physically at all 58 yet. I've got regional people around the state who are covering all of those areas and supporting businesses there today. And so as much as I'd love to get in the car and get out and visit the folks from Tri-County Community College out in Cherokee County, I've got somebody on the team who's out there covering them as well. So we'll continue to do that. But it is big state and a lot to cover. But I will tell you this. I learn something new every time I come back from one of them. I think sometimes I bore some of my colleagues in the system office because every time somebody throws a county out or a certain town, I'll have something to talk about. And we were talking a little bit about Haywood County Community College today, and folks were asking me about that. And I said, oh, yeah, well, here's what you need to know about Haywood County. And it really is. Every one of them has got these amazing assets. And I think a big part of what we all need to do is make sure that more people are aware of them. I would say if there's a struggle that we face as a part of the economic development team right now, it's making sure that more businesses are aware of the fact that we offer customized training. We can help them set up an apprenticeship program. We've got the bio network. We've also got a small business center network. All of these are really meaningful things, but not everybody here in the state knows about these things. And so what I've told my team is one of the things I love about them is there's no shameless self-promoters on the team. But it's really time for us to get out there and let people know what it is we're here to do and make sure the businesses take advantage of this.
Yeah, and again, we're very excited to continue to have you as a partner. You know, even when you were over at EDPNC, we enjoyed working together, and now that you're in the community college system, it's even better. Can you talk about what a company or a business would do if they wanted to get started in finding out more about those programs? Can they just go to their local college, or do they have to contact somebody else?
That's always the best starting point. I would say for anyone in any county around the state, you've got to have a good tie to your local community college because there's a whole variety of resources that are there. And these are people who have likely helped a business that's going through maybe some of the struggles that your business is going through. And so they're folks who can help you walk through things. One of the challenges I would say is, in general, workforce development. We all know that that's something that's top of mind. Phil, that's something that challenges you and me as well. But every business out there is looking for more qualified workers, in part because throughout the pandemic, many have been able to expand. They're looking for additional workers, but at the same time, they're dealing with retirements. And so finding those workers are a constant challenge for businesses everywhere. And I will tell you this, the community college is one of your best places to start. They know where the folks are. They're there to help you. They've got the resources in place to help find those workers. And so I would say having a close tie to your local community college is a requirement.
Yeah, does every college have a person that's working with business like that? Or
they do. They do. And so I would say in my best case scenario, I've got most of the 58 have a dedicated person for workforce-related things. They typically would have a vice president of workforce solutions, maybe a dean of a program. Again, in the best case scenario, we've got somebody who is dedicated to the customized training program. We've got a local resource who's focused on small business centers. We've got somebody who's focused on apprenticeship. I mean, each one of those schools should. But what I will say is we're dealing with challenges and retirements as well. And so as one person retires, somebody may have to pick up a second hat. And so what I would say is we've got a lot of challenges in terms of people who are working multiple jobs in some of these colleges. And so we're very busy, but it's good to know that we've got all these resources out there, and we're going to continue to expand wherever we can.
All right, that sounds great. Well, again, we've been talking with John Loyack, who's the Vice President of Economic Development for the North Carolina Community College System, and they're serving 100 counties, right?
We are.
And with 58 colleges, and he's going to get around everyone.
Mm-hmm. Currituck to Cherokee.
Yeah. Thanks, John, for joining us today.
Thank you, Phil.
Thank you for joining today's Clocking In, Voices of NC Manufacturing. This podcast is brought to you by NC State's College of Engineering, the North Carolina Manufacturing Extension Partnership, and Industry Expansion Solutions. If you'd like to learn more about the solutions NCMEP offers, go to www.ncmep.org. Want to listen to previous Clocking In podcasts? Go to ncmep.org/clockingin.